DeBeller operates Belcourt Doctors Center, along with Alicia Chilito, MD, and massage therapist Carrie Border, the best in the business. They offer chiropractic care, non-invasive acupuncture, electrotherapy, and ultrasound. If you've had a sports or auto injury, if you have circulatory problems, tension or migraine, headaches, high blood pressure issues, call Dr. Murray Beller at Belfort Doctors Center, where they take Medicare and most insurance. Call 954-766-4672. That's 954-766-4672, located 2 miles south of Commercial on the west side of University Drive, just behind Hooters.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
Move a citrus plant, and you're playing a dangerous game with America's citrus. A lot could be lost. Lemon trees, orange trees, all the flavors we love. Take a shot, move a citrus plant, and you could be spreading a deadly citrus disease. Don't risk citrus. Don't move citrus, or we all lose. Citrus disease has killed millions of trees. Learn how you can help protect citrus at SaveOurCitrus.org. A message from the USDA.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773. Free concert, Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th, 1:30 to 6:30 p.m., featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with Jason Sultan, bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion, along with three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry. and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Here you are 20-plus years sober and clean, and you've worked diligently on carrying a message, not only in your music, but, you know, personally. You're out there and you're helping people on a daily basis. You know, you're of maximum service to God and the people about you, and there's no doubt about that. Do you feel that in recovery, Richie, that has to be something that really has to gel with you, that you have to be out there and you have to be of maximum service to people around you?
Well, I learned, John, really early in my recovery, you know, I heard the phrase, you can only keep what you have by giving it away. And although when I first heard it, I didn't quite understand it, as I journeyed through recovery and I found the solutions that I needed that would stop this junkie from using, putting the needle back in his arm, I started to realize what that all meant. And I remember how good I felt the first time that I went into an H&I meeting and I took a meeting into a jail, because I came from jail. That's where I bottomed. And so for me to go in to speak to the inmates, and I'll never forget the night I finished and I walked out of the jail and the guard opened the gate for me and let me out to go home, because, you know, I spent almost 4 years in the maximum penitentiary. So I was in not day camp. I wasn't in work release. I was in, you know, Sing Sing. And so that's the last house on the block. That's where that song comes from. I'll never forget how I felt, the goosebumps, the God bumps that I felt when I was able to go in and deliver a message. And I realized that if I could save one of those guys in the room, I have the blessing. So I just, I've always been giving back. You know, I've been, you know, very active in giving back. And I really truly believe that you can only keep it by giving it away. So that's been my mantra since the last 23 years. So,
you know, and I think there's that part of it where sometimes, you know, we also need to fall back for ourselves, too. And, you know, you get to be able to find that comfort and that balance where you can say yes to certain things and no to certain things because of your you know, you get to that point where you need to have that balance or you'd just be going crazy.
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason, it actually became a problem with me because I didn't know how to say no. I felt I was bound. It was my duty. And so now I find a really healthy balance. I did, however, tap into my natural resource that God gave me as a songwriter to give back to recovery through music. And I started really conscientiously trying to write songs that would touch other members in recovery. And so God's been good.
Well, you know something, we're gonna go out to our first break, and when we go out, we're going to go out with Last House on the Block. We're going to play some of that and go into our break. But Last House on the Block, again, congratulations, Richie, awarded the Prism Award 2011 for best song. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Steven Tyler picked it up for me, and proceeded to tell half the world what kind of a bad, the worst junkie I've ever.
I
was the degradation of Richie Super.
We're going to talk more about that when we come right back.
I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain. with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open.
Attention, the 4th annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Hey, this is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, Hyperbarics RX. You can reach them at hyperbaricsrx.com or you can reach them at 877-589-9998. Thank you.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
Another beautiful day in South Florida and another beautiful evening. And Richie Supa is along with us. Richie, you know, when we went out and you're kind of cut off, so I want to go over this again. Steven Tyler picked up the award for you, correct?
Yes, yeah, he did.
Okay, and what was – I understand that. He positioned himself as you were the worst addict he ever knew?
PerezHilton.com, Hollywood Reporter, it's all over the wires.
That's funny.
And he walked out on stage. I'm actually pulling it up right now.
That's crazy.
And one of the articles, here's one. It's Steven Tyler rocked the house when he came out on stage Thursday night at the Prism Awards in L.A. to present lifelong friend Richie Supa and his accolade for writing the song Last House on the Block. Steven, is this a room full of recovering alcoholics and drug addicts? Tyler shouted with wild applause. Yes, then I'm in the right place. He said, Richie and I would have gotten a Grammy from Beelzebub for all the drugs we took. Tyler said about Supa, who would snort anything he could crush, and wrote the song Amazing in 1992. It goes on and on.
That's great.
We were, the degradation of, and somebody just called me from New York and said that I'm in the New York Post. Stephen tells a story about how he took a mop and a pail from my penthouse apartment on 80th and 1st and wanted to leave my penthouse to go wash his cross, not knowing that he was 15 stories up. And probably he, he used to come to my apartment on a Sunday night, and then maybe Wednesday he would leave.
It's amazing how those days ran into each other.
It was about a Tuesday night with 3 days no sleep.
So amazing how those days ran into each other back then, isn't it?
It was crazy.
You look back over the insanity, and then of course you get to look back over 22 years of. Sanity as best we know it. You know, some days are saner than others, but it's gotten better over the years. And it's a far cry better than it ever was towards the end of any active addiction or active addiction as you're going through it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you look at your walk through all of that insanity, and you know you're blessed, and we all know we're blessed that we didn't die or that we're not slobbering on ourselves. I mean, by all rights, I know I should be sitting in a corner and somebody should be throwing Twinkies at me, at best. And, here we are. We get to go into our new way of life. And through that, what did you have to learn at the very beginning? I mean, you came out of such a great background and you had so much musical talent, and you went and painted houses, dude.
I
understand that concept, but I want my listeners to understand that concept. There's a lot of people out there that have expectations that when they come in and they get sober, that they should have everything come back within 10 minutes.
Well, addiction breaks you down to zero. Mm-hmm. It breaks you down. If you're on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most successful or wherever you are in your journey in life, active addiction breaks you down to zero. Mm-hmm. It leaves you emotionally and spiritually bankrupt. Nobody gets away with it. Nobody. You can't use successfully. And so when you're starting at zero again, you have to relearn how to live life on life's terms because the drugs rob you of all that. So I learned very early on that humility and willingness is a key, were essential keys for me to heal. And so, I had a son that was born. My son Robbie was born when I came into recovery, and I needed to feed him. And I had to go out and paint houses. And I took a job with somebody in the program who by the way, smoked crack while he was in recovery, and he's not with us now, and didn't make this journey, but I was out there hanging off ladders, listening my songs playing on the radio, and when I would tell some of the guys on the crew, I wrote that, what are you smoking? and I realized that was a dead-end statement, that I couldn't, no matter what I told them, I play guitar with Aerosmith, and I'm the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
So I fell from... pretty far from grace. And so I was at zero. And so I had to get humble right away. So I did whatever it took. I mean, I listened intently because I didn't want to refund any of my misery ever again. I had to get this right the first time.
I think,
and, recovery is something probably the only thing in life I got right. Because I chased it as hard as I chased my drugs, man, I needed to do this.
I want to
be that other guy.
I appreciate the fact that you equated your son into this, Robbie, into this also, because I think it's important there's two different avenues on this. First of all, you've seen that you had to step up to the plate and that you were the only one that was going to be there for him, and you needed to do what you needed to do to take care of your son. The same token, as we as we start to grow older in our recovery and we start to go through processes in our recovery, there's certain times where we have to let go of our children. And we have to, you know, put them in God's hands. And not to, you know, not to get into details and all of that, because I don't think it's we need to, but at the same token, we need to talk about, you know, when you get to that point with your kid, they're yet 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you know, they're in that age bracket where nobody was telling me nothing at that age.
Yeah, and, you know, so there's, you know, you can, you're powerless, you know, you become as much control, and, you know, we talk about this, about our respective kids, you know, because we're friends, and so we've had these conversations privately and personally, but you get to the point where you raise your children and you have complete control over your children, you have, you know, complete control, and then they turn 15, 16, 17, and then you're powerless.
Absolutely.
Because they're out of the nest, and they're off, you know, doing what they do, and you have to hope that what you taught them and instilled in them, that they're going to take to the streets, and it's going to help them survive.
Correct.
And sometimes it ain't enough.
No.
And so they're good kids. They're just, they become sick kids. They become who they, you know, they become a product of their environment. We, you know, the choices we make are the roads we take.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my son went down somewhat the path that I started to go down,
mm-hmm.
and I caught him in time, where nobody was there to catch me, because no one knew back in my day about Narcotics Anonymous
mm-hmm.
or any 12-step program.
Yeah.
So I was just out there on the run. But I caught my son and saw the signs. And, you know, today he's in the program.
You know, I just went through the same thing. And because you had gone there, you know, before me, I was able to round off on you and other folks that had children with the same issues. And the thing is that if there's parents listening out there tonight, and I think the biggest thing that I wanted to get across with this message, this particular message that we're talking about right now, is it doesn't matter where you come from.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're from Park Place or Park Bench. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you're coming out of an addiction issue and you're in a recovery mode and you're living that one day at a time, you're going to run into issues, and how are we going to deal with them? Well, we have to carry that message at home just as much as we have to carry it out in the streets. And how are we going to do that? We show up the way that we're supposed to, the way the 12 steps tells us, and that is to make sure that we're, you know, acting like we would be the only person that they would ever know in recovery. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
So when here's my thing with the recovery process. When you got clean and you walked into the 12-step process and you said to yourself at that point, hey, you know something, I need to get a group and a sponsor and all of those things. Did you know that right off the bat, or did you have to? Is that something that was, you know, told for you to do and you just followed the directions?
I came in. I came in on a Tuesday night in 1988, you know, initially I came in and I put up my hand and I said, I'm here to use less drugs. What did I know? Okay? A guy stood up in the back of the room and goes, hey, man, I'm sitting out here flipping jonesing and you're talking about using less drugs. Yeah. Guy really had an attitude, and I was like, whoa, I might be in the wrong place, you know? But somebody came and hugged me and told me to sit down and shut up, and I listened for tonight, and I did, and, you know, and I started that journey, you know? And I, what did I know? I was a dope fiend from New York, fresh out of jail. It was, you know, 20% of me, although I was totally beat up, there was 20% of me, the dope fiend in me, said, yeah, you got. Maybe there's another way to do this. You know, maybe I can do a run. Maybe you can do, maybe you shouldn't cook the cocaine anymore. You did great just snorting it. Then when you went and smoked it, that's when the trouble started. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to figure out an angle no matter what.
We're very clever people. You know, you've heard this. You could drop an addict out of an airplane and pitch in the middle of the night over the United States with a parachute, and he'll find a place to cop as soon as he lands.
And it's true. I mean, listen, anywhere we end up, that's where we are.
Oh, exactly. That's where we are, and that's and we get it. We get the situation under control because that's we know how to roll like that. So
you come out of and I don't care, you know, where you came out of. You know, in your particular case, you know, you came out of, you know, being a part of the Aerosmith band and being a part of the Rich Kids. Clive Davis signed you all the way back in, what was it, 67?
Yeah.
You know, so you've been around this industry for a huge amount of time. You know, you were on Broadway with Hair. You did all of these different things. So, you know, that entitlement, because when I got clean, you know, I thought I was entitled to everything. You know, life owes me something. You know, so did you feel that, like, in that first year, that had to get broken down? Did your sponsor help you out? Because my sponsor definitely helped me out with that. You're not entitled to nothing. You should be glad you're breathing.
Well, absolutely. You know, he said you should be glad you're above ground, anywhere above ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me separate who I was from what I was. And I said, you know, if you're sitting in these rooms acting as who you are, Richie Super from Aerosmith, you're doomed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to sit in the room. You need to sit in the what, not the what you are as an addict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who you are really doesn't matter. You're an addict. That's what you are. And we're trying to fix the what you are, and that'll correct the who you are, how the who you are thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I had to. That's why actors and, you know, Charlie Sheen is, you know, that's why you don't get it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's hard.
Well, the 12 steps is an ego deflation. You know, and when you don't, you can't separate that out, and it comes with honesty. And if you can't, you know, produce that honesty, you're not going to get it. Would you agree?
I mean, exactly. It's a very difficult process.
You know something, Richie, when we look at the big picture of, like, the actresses, like, you know, we had, the actor Charlie Sheen, he's out and crazy, and Lindsay Lohan and all the rest of the folks that, you know, are out there right now ripping and roaring. When you look at those folks in particular, and you just made a great analogy and a great point, when you're not done, you're not done. Listen, when you haven't gotten to that point where you're toast, it's difficult to raise the bottom to meet somebody if they're not willing to be met.
Exactly. You know, if you have one reservation, you're in trouble. One. Just one.
And would you explain to our listeners what a reservation is? Because I think, you know, that needs to be
Well, a reservation is, it's a little idea that's stuck in the back of your head somewhere that maybe, just maybe, I could get high a different way, you know, find a way to do it successfully. And you know, we say in the program that if 51% of you wants to get high versus 49% wanting not to get high, you're going to get high.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one little idea in the back of your head that doesn't allow you to completely let go and surrender to this disease. Because, of course, we all know when we surrender, we win. And addiction. It's a concept that's hard to grasp because we learned that in wartime, if you surrender, you become prisoner of war, you get shot.
Something interesting in that, when you look up the word surrender in the dictionary, you know what it states?
What is it?
It states it move to the winning side.
To move to the winning side, yeah.
Amazing. So,
yeah.
You know, you're absolutely right, because your first thought is in surrender that you're a loser. But really what you're doing is you're moving over to the winning side.
Yeah. You know, and a really dear friend of mine, who I love like a blood brother, and I'm not breaking his anonymity because it's all over the press, but the guitar player from Bon Jovi went in on Saturday morning. And I've been dealing with Richie Sambora for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's supposed to be on stage
and here's
tonight.
Here's a perfect example. But you know, I think there, everything that I've read about that up until this point is that the love of the other band members have all said the same thing. Listen, when you do what you need to do, you have a home here with us because we love you. I mean, that's what I'm getting from all of the material I'm reading.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, Tico Torres, the drummer, is active in recovery, and so, you know, but the point, like we said before, if you're not ready, you're not ready.
Correct.
You know, when I, you know, my mother, my parent, my family couldn't make me stop. The judge couldn't make me stop. Prison didn't make me stop. Parole officers didn't make me stop. Only I could make me stop. And when I was ready to stop is when I stopped, you know. When the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear, kind of thing. And so until you're ready, people can talk to you blue in the face, threaten you, whatever. You know, denial is really, really, really a powerful force in our personality. Really.
You know, I love when we can sit down and talk about real issues. You know, normally when we have Richie Supo on, we talk about the musical side of it. Tonight we're really kicking the bobo around about recovery, and I love the fact that Richie takes his time out for us here at Rockers in Recovery and our listeners, and we're able to sit here and chat about this because I think everybody needs to heal when they get in recovery, and that healing process is hearing about it from other people, but most importantly, how we get a connection with our higher power. When we come back from this message, we're going to talk to Richie about how he worked the higher power into this and how he does on a daily basis. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Hey, this is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, Hyperbarics RX. You can reach them at hyperbaricsrx.com, or you can reach them at 877-589-9998. Thank you.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain.
Right. I want to welcome everybody back.
With another shot.
That's Richie's song, Last House on the Block. Just won a Prism Award for Best Song. And, of course, Richie, we are going to talk about the higher power end of this. And the beginning part of that song tells it all. As far as the spirituality and where you stand with your spiritual beliefs. And when you came in, did you understand the God concept, or were you like, you know, I don't even want to hear it? I mean, were you turned off by it? What was it? What was it like for you? Since something you had to grow into, what was it like for you?
Well, I mean, I don't come from a very strong religious background. My mother was Italian Catholic. My father was a Jew. So my house was like, you know, religious instruction was not in the forefront of me growing up. So I wasn't really God conscious growing up, you know. The only time I prayed to God in my addiction is when I got pulled over by the cops. And I said, oh God, no, not me, not me, not this car, nope, no.
Yeah.
Or when I was in front of the judge being sentenced, God, please, please, you know. That was the extent of it, you know, that's why Last House on the Block says I even turned my back on God, you know, because I didn't really revel in that whole concept, and so I never thought there was a greater power than heroin.
That was the higher power of the day, huh?
That was my higher power, you know, it fixed everything, you know, for me, and so when I hurt, it fixed it. When I wanted to celebrate, it fixed it. It all worked great for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the insidiousness of this disease. You know, we all start out having fun, and then we're blind to the backslide. We slowly start to slide backwards, and we're blind to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we start free falling backwards, it's too late. We're in this thing called addiction.
You know, it talks about in the literature in both fellowships, and one of the 12-step approaches is real active in saying, hey, listen, if you start to work out the spiritual aspect of recovery, then all of the rest of the things fall in place. Do you agree with that?
Definitely. You know, I mean, this addict hits his knees every day.
Mm-hmm.
I ask God, you know, I thank God for the things that he's given me. I thank God for the things that he's taken away. And I thank him mostly for the things I have left. And so, you know, part of prayer is the conscious effort to make a conscious contact with a higher power, whoever you choose. The fact that you're putting out that positive energy and taking those that minute of the day in the morning to hit your knees and put it out there, It's feel-good medicine. It's good stuff. It's feel-good medicine. And that's the power of prayer. In my feeble mind, you know, that's the power of prayer for me. How it makes me feel like, wow, thank you. I took that time to pray, you know. Like I take the time to breathe. And so it works. It works. And not all your prayers get answered, but at least it keeps you in that positive energy, you know. And so,
you know, I would have sold myself so short at the very beginning, because I literally, what I wanted God to do,
mm-hmm.
and what He ended up doing, you know, if He had just given me what I wanted. I mean, I would have, you know, hey, listen, I would have been in recovery and I would have been sober, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, well, see, you like me, the way you're saying it, you look at him as though he was like someone.
Mm-hmm.
The entity of God is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you half-step it, you're going to get half-step results, you know. So God is a force. It's a feeling. For me, it's an energy that if I pray, if I put it out there, I feel it. I feel it back. And so, you know, I don't take it beyond that, you know. People can worship whoever they want. God, you know, for this addict for a long, long time stood for good orderly direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I ran with.
No.
Somebody in a meeting said you could, I don't care if you pray to the doorknob or a coat hanger, something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, project your energy outside of yourself for once onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Or believe that I believe. If you don't believe, believe that I believe till you believe. So all those little things really, really help us addicts. And today I'm good. I'm good with it all.
The love aspect of it, because you just touched on it a little while ago. You know, it's about that loving energy. As you're putting out that loving energy, that loving energy is going to come back to you.
Yeah.
And for me,
the longest time, God was all the members of that showed up at my meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That God was in the room. That was the energy that I needed. My God, if I went to a meeting at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night when I felt like using and the door was locked and it was canceled, I'd be up the creek without a paddle.
What?
You know, and that what a horror not to have a meeting. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I was drawn to that energy, you know, good the fuzzy stuff, you know, the medicine. I needed to hear it go in my ears, man. You know, shut my mouth and it went in my ears, you know. What do they say? Take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth?
Absolutely.
Well, that's why, you know, that's that whole God energy going, flowing in the rooms, you know. So
I got two ears to listen and one mouth to talk. So that
exactly.
Means I have...
If God thought we were going to have wisdom in our mouths, He would have given us two mouths. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a song in there somewhere.
I'm writing it.
So, you know, I love, there's two things that I love in my recovery today, and one is that I get to, like, sit down with God, and I get to listen, and I get to pray. See, I get to pray, and then I get to be quiet and listen for, you know, some kind of an answer. And you know something, it isn't like, you know, God's talking to me directly. It usually comes in the form of, you know, somebody saying something to me or being in a meeting and hearing it. But when I sit in those moments of quiet stillness, and I say to myself, okay, don't react, don't do nothing. God, whatever you want me to do, whatever your plans are, you know, help me to, you know, get through this. Help me not to be in fear. Help me not to be in anxiety. Help me to walk through this situation the best I can. And, you know, whatever that answer is, you let me know that. And I will go to a meeting, and I'll hear this, you know, I'll hear six answers to my question, and there's no denying that God is speaking to me through people.
Absolutely.
Have you experienced that?
I all the time.
This is great, isn't it?
I mean, it's why I'm still here.
Yeah.
Well, because more will be revealed.
Mm.
You know, so I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the program. I really wouldn't be alive today. I could stop, but I couldn't stay stopped. And for those folks out there that are listening, stopping and staying stopped are two different worlds, okay? Learning to stay stopped is an ongoing process. If you're an addict like I am, it's in our DNA, it's in our wiring, you know, and staying stopped is not part of our wiring. So the program teaches us every day, one day, repeats the same things over and over because we have to hear it a million times. So I get those sticks. And I'm proud to say, as a recovering addict, that I haven't had the obsession to use in years because I keep going for a tune-up.
A daily tune-up, daily maintenance based on
your spiritual
condition. You know,
I keep going for tune-ups, and that's how I keep my motor running good.
I look over the last 45 minutes that we've been on the air with Richie, and we've talked about so far, of course, the first step. We really talked about the first step, and then we're really talking about right now the second step. And, you know, we came to believe that it was outside of us. I was not the power. The power was outside of me, and I better tap into it because I was not the power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back after this next break, what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about how we continued on with the program and how we made the decision to say, okay, I'm going to go on with the rest of the program. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Attention! The 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Hey, this is John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, Hyperbarics RX. You can reach them at hyperbaricsrx.com, or you can reach them at 877 589-9998. Thank you. All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. It was Sunday night with our friend Richie Supa. And Richie, thank you for being with us tonight and talking about, of course, the process of recovery. And, you know, when we went to break, we had talked about, you know, how we had discussed in the first 45 minutes the first and second step. And here we are going into the final of this, and now we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision to move on with the rest of the steps. And we're going to choose into this thing. What is our choice to be? Are we going to choose in or are we going to choose out? And if our choice is to choose in, then we have to finish off with the, of course, next proposals, which is 4 through, of course, 12. Would you agree?
Oh, well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell this to newcomers all the time that when you come into the program, you can do the steps 1, 2, 3 and show up at a meeting shuffle and stay clean. Or you can choose to go look 4 through 12 and change your life. And the change comes, you know, in 4 through 12. And so the steps are very important. I mean, you can't half-step the program and expect 100% results. You have to work. It was designed very, very carefully. And so you need to stay with the program and do the footwork. And so, yeah, the steps allow you to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you start taking a personal inventory and taking a pen to paper, and bringing up all those feelings, you know, there's a process that takes place. It's it's like purging. It's like a catharsis, you know, cleansing of the soul. And so, it's a process that we need to do to get all that stuff out on paper and share it with another addict and God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was designed, you know, for that purpose, so we could change. Let go and move on.
And I'm glad that we're talking about it, because I think, you know, once we get through that process and we start to move into the other aspects of our recovery, and I'm talking about through that, we're able to see our makeup. See, I was a character my whole life, but I didn't know I needed to have some character to have a life. So here I was, you know, through that fourth step, and into my fifth step, I was able to sit down and start to see the character that I had become, what character needed to be overhauled and looked at, and what character defects had to, you know, go. And through that, I started to understand also that I had to let go of, the fact that I, you know, a headlong assault of my own character defects was not going to work. I was going to need to implore God's help for that. So
right.
I learned that through, and I guess that's where my, it's not a guess, I know, that's where my connection, each one of the steps I started to experience. And as I had that spiritual experience with each step, by the time I got to 12, I had that spiritual awakening they had talked about.
Right, exactly.
So if you had to make a suggestion to any newcomer out there today that's just starting out their recovery, they're in their first 30 days, what would you suggest to them?
I suggest everybody should have a sponsor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very simple program for complicated people. Mm-hmm. And we complicate this process. For the newcomer, I wouldn't rush into the steps right away. I started doing the steps about 8 months into recovery. I started to get comfortable in meetings and find out how it works. I listened a lot. And then, of course, when you come into a meeting, you know, we surrender, you know, so we're actually working step one, you know. And, you know, I didn't come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity till almost a year into the program when I started to get that warm, fuzzy feeling about the meetings. And because in the beginning, for me, I thought, this, oh, my God, do I have to do this my whole life? Is this another sentence? You know, is this, I know I need it, but how long do I have to do this? You know, it starts to become a way of life, and, you know, and it's a process, you know. It's hard to explain this to the newcomer, you know, show up, you know, suit up, show up, shut up, and sit down and listen.
Amen.
You know, just listen. Like we said before, let the medicine go in your ear. God gave us two ears so we could listen. All the wisdom goes in those two little ear holes. And as we get comfortable in the rooms, we start to make friends and we find out who's sponsoring who. And it's a process. You just stay out of your own way and let the process happen and reach out, and you'll be fine. And when you connect with the right person who you choose to call your sponsor, they'll put you on the path that they walked already. And that's what happened to me.
Richie, great, great show tonight. We appreciate you being on. In closing, I'm going to add one more thing. None of this is possible if I didn't incorporate the one thing on a daily basis that my sponsor told me to incorporate, and that was mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to pick that first one up no matter what.
Exactly. You can't, you know, once you pick up that first drug, you're dead. Pick up the phone, call another addict, but don't pick up that first drug. You know, that's a dead end.
Absolutely. Always ends the same. Jails, institutions, and death, and a lot of misery in family and loved ones. So
exactly.
Richie, thank you so much for being a part of Rockers in Recovery, and congratulations again on your PRISM Award. And, you know, I've never formally said it, but thank you for the debut of First House on the Block on this radio show.
You got it, brother. You know I love you, man.
We love you too, brother.
Okay, take care of yourself. All right. Okay, bye.
We're going to go into the second hour. We'll be back right after this message.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons. And they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
So you burn enough.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of hosts and callers and not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
free concert, Rockers in Recovery Memorial Day Weekend Concert, May 28th, 1:30 to 6:30 p.m., featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist of the NYC Hit Squad and formerly of Joe Pitt and the Black, along with Jason Sultan, bassist of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Mick Jagger and Celine Dion, along with three other great bands, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back Band, and Rhetoric. Come out and join us at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Free Concert at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach. To find out more, go to rockersinrecovery.com or call 877-799-8773.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Are you suffering with chronic pain? Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. You'll learn non-invasive techniques that can help you get rid of your pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. That's No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Tuesday mornings at 11, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 2nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1550.